because it's so unexpected, it is just so painful. You think back to that moment in The Empire Strikes Back, you know, that great Star Wars film. Lando Calrissian, he's welcomed them all into Cloud City. They all think they're safe, and then what does he do? He walks them in, and there is Darth Vader. And he betrays them and hands them over. Or maybe Star Wars is not your thing. Well, think of Lord of the Rings. That moment when Saruman sides with Sauron and betrays Gandalf. Or maybe you're thinking, no, that's not me either. That's a bit too geeky. Well, what about Narnia? Think about Edmund betraying his brothers and sisters to the White Witch. Or maybe you're more of a Disney character. You know, think of Scar and his murder of Mufasa and framing of Simba. It's interesting of how often that theme of betrayal comes up, isn't it? You know, I didn't even have time to delve into EastEnders and Emmerdale and all that dross. And all the things that, and instances of betrayal there would be there. Yeah, I've revealed exactly how I feel about them, haven't I? You know, there are so many instances of betrayal and the pain and the agony. Why is that such a big theme? Because, well, we expect the ties of family or friendship to bring faithfulness, reliability and trustworthiness. They are the people you can count on. That's why you happily have them at your back, isn't it? You're not expecting the knife to come from that direction. Their support is vital. It helps us endure everything else. Everything else can be going wrong. Suffering can be pouring in upon us. But if our friends and our family are there, then actually we feel we can face it. That's why it feels so much worse when the attack comes from there. And that's the situation David is writing about. I wonder if this psalm surprised you in its rawness. It is just quite visceral, isn't it? It is pain-filled. David is surrounded by enemies, but he's standing, and then the knife comes in the back from his close friend. And he's not afraid of speaking about how that makes him feel. Now, we've all experienced that, haven't we? A friend betrays a confidence. A colleague overhears, we overhear gossiping about us. Or the more serious betrayal of a spouse having an affair or abandoning us. Or maybe it's the moral failure of the abandoning of Christianity by someone who's been key to our discipleship. See, the danger of betrayal is that it makes us bitter and cynical and distrustful. The bigger danger for us as Christians is that actually betrayal by someone who's a believer can make us distrust God. David pens this psalm. He puts his pain into a prayer, into a song, so that God's people sing it. Look at the little inscription you get. For the director of music with stringed instruments and maskil of David. This is a song with music set to it for God's people to sing to each other. Now, it's not particularly uplifting and joy-filled, is it? I have a hunch this wouldn't make Keswick's top 100. You know, it wouldn't be on that Wow Worship CD that you get. But actually, this is a vital song. It teaches us... It teaches us that God understands and wants to hear about our pain. It teaches us that we can be honest in our suffering. And we're meant to sing it to each other because we're meant to keep teaching each other that. But it's also there to lead us through the pain of betrayal to affirm our faith in the God who is always faithful, never breaks his covenant and never changes. So that we can join with David in the climax of the last line. Look at the end of verse 23. But as for me, I trust in you. You see, that would be the final loud chord. That would be the moment the choir crescendos. We're going to walk through this psalm. Let me just hang it on two hooks. Here's the first. We can cry out to God in a crisis there in verses 1 to 15.